This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Our good friend, the Academy Award-winning director, Spike Lee, has called in, and he wants to give his take. Spike, welcome to the show.
How is everybody doing, gentlemen?
We're doing okay. How about you?
Good. Nah, no yelling.
No.
Okay.
I'll try to be calm today.
What we see, though, is that since the Rooney Rule went into effect 2003, since then, 127 head coaches have been hired. Only 27 have been black. What we're seeing also, I'm a cinephile, so when I read and see this stuff, I think about The Wizard of Oz, where Toto pulled the curtain back, and there was a full reveal of what's happening. Don, earlier you had a question like, you don't understand why the 32 owners are in lockstep. Well, Colin Kaepernick, my brother, is Exhibit A. It's complete hypocrisy. So I'm watching football, and I'm looking at end zones that says end racism.
Yep.
On the back helmets, end racism, stop hate, Black Lives Matter. They're total hypocrites. Colin Kaepernick, here's my term I use, they've whiteballed him out the league. Mm-hmm. And I listened to you guys. Brooklyn kid, Julie was my guy growing up. Namath, the Super Bowl giant. And I listened to 90.7. And all this conversation about our quarterbacks suck. Colin Kaepernick lives in Manhattan. He's right here. And when I see that I got the list of all these bums that they're dragging out of New York City sanitation or garbage dumps all over the United States, nowhere in the world can anybody say, knows anything about football, that he does not have the skills to play.
Right. But what I can almost see, Spike, is the owners looking at that as a business decision, because there were season ticket holders that threatened to cancel their tickets. There were sponsors that threatened to pull their suites if Colin Kaepernick was signed. What's the financial benefit of not having an African-American quarterback or a head coach?
Okay. And that's a very good question. It's a valid point. Many people have lost money because they want to be the right side of history, her story. Let's go back. I'm from Brooklyn. Branch Rickey. Do you think he wasn't thinking about, I'm going to lose money if I sign the first black player in the modern era of baseball? And that was not a popular move. Red Sox are the last team, Pumpsy Green, and the Yankees, my team, they weren't far behind. Branch Rickey had the courage and the morals to know this was the right thing for the Dodgers, the right thing for baseball. It was the right thing from America. But these owners, I don't think there's a Branch Rickey amongst them.
Nope.
So everything, and these guys are billionaires already. So everything, I'm gonna jump off right here. I want to hear what you have to say. But everything just can be predicated on how much money I'm going to make. What about all these opioid companies that are selling for $100 million? They kill people. You know how many Americans have died because of opioids?
But you know,
they want to make a buck.
In order to make movies, you've got to deal with billionaires. Billionaires they don't expect to be told what to do. They don't expect to be told what to do. So you're going to tell 32 owners you have to do this. It's not going to work. There's nobody that has the power to do it. So they have to just do what's right, and I don't think they care because there's no shame there. They don't have the gene to have shame or embarrassment. They don't have it.
And that's my point. So stop this charades with this logos on the back of helmets and the things that were in the end zone, because to them it's just – it's phony. in my opinion.
Oh, I can't wait for them. There'll be a PSA. You'll see, Spike, during the Super Bowl, there's going to be some sort of big PSA, some kind of big promo to kind of try to distract from what's going on.
Oh, and don't forget, they're going to trot out Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, and they're going to do everything they can to distract you, but not do the things that ever actually matter. And that would be this group of owners, if they weren't all terrible people, coming together and trying to add black ownership to this league. Because they could be adding people to their groups. Spike, you know there are guys like Jay-Z out there who's long been interested in being part of an ownership group. There are guys out there, there are rich black men who could be a part of these groups. They don't want them in their club.
But here's the thing, though. If an owner wants to hire a black coach, he's not to get permission from the other 31 teams.
Right.
And that's the same thing with hire Kaepernick. Whoever might be the Branch Rickey of the NFL, he doesn't have to get permission from the other 31 teams or Roger Goodell.
True.
Who is that Branch Rickey? That's my question.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if there's a Branch Rickey in the bunch. Spike, thank you so much, man.
Thank you for getting me on in the last second. I appreciate it.
Always.
Have a good night,
guys. Thanks, anytime. Spike. Always welcome. Thank you.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's interesting. I mean, I thought it was a great film reference. Toto pulled back the curtain. Is this pulling back the curtain? But is it pulling back the curtain enough to prove? I mean, okay, so we know that this stuff is going on. We knew this was going on before this lawsuit. But what does he have that proves that this is going on, other than the numbers? Again, as I said earlier, he's got anecdotal evidence. He doesn't have empirical evidence that people are assiduously avoiding hiring a black man to coach because of the color of his skin.
Oh, it might be an impossibility, but maybe by moving that curtain just a little bit. I mean, look at everything. Colin Kaepernick failed ultimately because he was knocked out of the NFL, but can you see the awareness change over the last 5 years because of what he did? Now, maybe that's not enough for people, and it probably isn't. But you can't say that some, if not a lot of good, was done. It stunk that he had to sacrifice the way that he did.
Well, listen, Brian Flores has one very cool thing going for him in this case. You know, that narrative of Colin Kaepernick stinks got made up and ran with, you know? Even though now it's funny, we watch an entire league of players who kind of are based on the style that Kaepernick and RG3 made popular in 2012, but there was that narrative of he's not good anymore, he can't play. And then as time went on, it becomes a more and more reasonable argument because Colin's getting older and older. It's kind of hard to argue with Flores' last couple of seasons. And imagine this. Imagine if he went on an 8-game winning streak with an owner who was begging him to lose, defying the owner and winning games.
If he has proof of that, again, that is an unbelievable accusation that you cannot look at the results of a football game as credible if an owner is asking a coach to lose.
Yeah.
Again, it's big enough for Roger Goodell and the other 31 owners say, you have to go. But again, these guys are all in the same club. They don't turn on each other very often. It was surprising that Jerry Richardson was forced to sell Carolina. It was surprising that Donald Sterling was forced to sell the L.A. Clippers. And you know why he was forced to sell the L.A. Clippers? Because I think Adam Silver realized he had an employee problem. The players weren't going to stand for it. So would the NFL players actually take a stand here? The 70% of the players that are African-American and go, this has to stop, otherwise we're walking out. Brian Flores put his career on the line.
By the way, I wonder that, and like I said earlier, I think it's a shame that the onus should only be on black players. It should be on players, period. But, like, I was thinking about this last week before this Flores thing even happened because it's so outrageous to me. And I was like, what if the players legitimately said, hey, we know the Super Bowl's in 2 weeks. We're not playing. This is not happening. One coach is unacceptable. What would the league do?
It's always been so hard in the NFL, Peter, because these careers are so short. I've never sensed – that's why they always get just destroyed in these CBA negotiations and the scab players in 87 and the strikes that just didn't work because they've never seemed to be united in that way. Maybe this will change it.
Imagine Mahomes and Burrow both said, hey, we're not – not Mahomes, sorry. Who's
Stafford
in the Super Bowl? Oh, Stafford and Burrow said, we're not playing. You're not getting your starting Super Bowl quarterbacks. What would happen? The amount of money that would affect with gambling? Players do have more power than they realize.
NFL statement on the Flores suit, quote, the NFL and our clubs are deeply committed to ensuring equitable employment practices and continue to make progress in providing equitable opportunities throughout our organization. Diversity is core to everything we do. There are few issues on which our clubs and our internal leadership team spend more time. We will defend against these claims, which are without merit.
Right. And they'll probably be against some promo they'll run during the halftime at the Super Bowl. They explain to you how there is no racism and how woke they are about the subject. And as Spike said, they'll put, you know, end racism in the end zone and all that, as if that really changes anything.
All right, ENN's coming up in just a moment. Stay tuned for that right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.